Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The computer chip shortage that's left so many of us trying so hard to get things that are normally easily available is the immediate focus of President Biden's trip to Asia this morning. Touring a Samsung computer chip plant that will serve as a model for a factory Samsung hopes to open in Texas.
The AFI robots pick up the wafers from there and then transfer over to the...
But the president's also grappling with foreign policy issues during his visit to South Korea and Japan. The AP's Jennifer King.
Later, he heads to more meetings and a wreath-laying ceremony at the Seoul National Cemetery. Michael Green, a former White House advisor on Asia, says the crisis in Ukraine has opened the eyes of leaders in the Asian Pacific nations.
Our allies in Europe and our allies in Asia are coming together and recognizing that we all have something at stake in a global challenge to democracies from authoritarian states.
And that the stars have aligned for this visit to South Korea and Japan.
It's actually been a long time since an American president made their first trip to the region and had both the Japanese and Korean leaders so positive and forthcoming about cooperating with the U.S.
I'm Jennifer King.
This morning, analysts say the number of Ukrainian defenders holed up at that steel plant in Mariupol is dwindling, but a deputy commander inside says they are still there. No details yet, but two people are dead, another eight wounded following a shooting in Chicago near a McDonald's. One person's in custody. At a church service last night in Buffalo to honor the victims of the supermarket shooting, Mayor Byron Brown said,
I'm praying that God will give the families the strength and give our community the strength to overcome.
Relatives of the 10 black people shot dead at the Buffalo supermarket are pleading with Americans to stop racist violence. This is AP News. There are questions about what North Korea is saying this morning about illness there. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what this is all about.
North Korea says nearly 10% of its 26 million people have fallen ill and 65 people at least have died amid its first COVID-19 outbreak. After admitting to an Omicron outbreak, following more than 2 years of claiming to be virus-free, the North says an unidentified fever has been explosively spreading across the country since late April. Its anti-epidemic center has since released fever tallies each morning, but they don't include any COVID-19 figures. Some observers say the North must acknowledge the COVID-19 outbreak, as it can't hide the highly contagious viral spread, and that authorities are under-reporting mortalities to try to show that its pandemic response is effective, while the country lacks test kits to confirm positives. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The NBA's Eastern Conference Final is even at a game apiece after surprisingly easy Celtics victory. AP's Dave Ferry has the details.
Marcus Smart was a rebound shy of a triple-double, finishing with 24 points on 8 of 22 shooting and dishing out 12 assists as the Celtics hammered the Heat, 127-102.
Being the point guard that I am, you know, I take a lot of pressure off our guys, so they don't have to try to force it as much. So they could be who they are. And that always helps. And tonight, that was the main goal.
Jason Tatum had a team-high 27 points for Boston, which led by 25 at halftime.
Stanley Cup playoffs. A lightning strike in Florida as Tampa Bay beat the Panthers 2-1 on Ross Colton's goal with less than 4 seconds remaining.
I think my eyes lit up a little bit because I knew that it was coming to me. And, I just knew that there wasn't, a lot of room. I just tried to put it on the short side there. Luckily, squeaked under the bar.
The defending champion Lightning lead the series 2-0 as they head home for games 3 and 4. In Denver, the Blues bounce back from their game 1 OT loss to beat the Avalanche 4-1 in game 2. Two goals for David Perron.
It was important to find a way to win one here on the road, just like we did last time against Minnesota, and kind of keep pushing forward here.
Rory McIlroy off to a roaring start at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills, shooting a 5-under par 65 for a one-shot lead over Tom Hoagie and Will Zalatoris after round one.
I hit quite a lot of drivers out there and took advantage of my length and finished that off with some nice iron play and some nice putting.
Baseball. The Mets pulled out a dramatic seesaw 7-6 victory over the Cardinals at Pete Alonso's 2-run 10th inning homer.
Anytime we can take a series against a really good team, it's really special. And to be able to walk it off is obviously electric.
Other MLB winners: the Orioles, Red Sox, White Sox, and Astros in the American League, and in the NL, the Padres, Diamondbacks, and Reds. Tom Arium, AP Sports.
Hey, it's Kelly Lemon from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Join me and Michael Paul Williams for the all-new After the Monuments podcast. While Civil War-era statues have come down, there are still struggles ahead. Here are real conversations about race in America today. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcast.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Another Texas-style abortion bill will be going into effect soon, this one in Oklahoma. It's been passed by lawmakers. It would prohibit all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant woman or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that has been reported to law enforcement. It comes on the heels of a leaked draft opinion to the Supreme Court that suggests justices are considering weakening or overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nearly 50 years ago. The Senate passed a bill approving $40 billion more in aid to Ukraine. 11 Republicans voted no. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noticed.
It appears more and more MAGA Republicans are on the same soft on Putin playbook that we saw used by former President Trump.
President Biden met with leaders from Sweden and Finland at the White House about signing up to join NATO. Magdalena Andersson is Sweden's prime minister.
My government has come to the conclusion that the security of the Swedish people will be best protected within the NATO alliance.
Turkey opposes the addition of Sweden and Finland to NATO. Russia says more Ukrainians have surrendered from the steel plant in Mariupol. Peyton Gendron, the white man charged with killing 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, briefly appeared in court. The trial for Johnny Depp's libel suit in Virginia against ex-wife Amber Heard returned to the themes of Depp's jealousy and substance abuse. Friend Bruce Witkin brought up the jealous streak in Depp and anger.
He wrote me this weird text saying I stabbed him in the back and badmouthed him. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he wouldn't explain it. And pretty much, I haven't seen him since 2018.
Witkin says he once saw bruises on Amber Heard's arm and he saw Johnny Depp with a fat lip one time. This is AP News. The number of Americans filing for unemployment reached a 53-year low.
The Labor Department reports 1,317,000 people received jobless benefits during the week ending May 7th. That's the fewest since December 27, 1969. Applications for unemployment rose by 21,000 last week to 218,000. Weekly unemployment applications have been consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000 for most of this year, even as the overall economy contracted in the first quarter and concerns over inflation remain. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Former President George W. Bush is facing criticism after mistakenly describing the invasion of Iraq, which he led as commander-in-chief, as brutal and wholly unjustified, before correcting himself to say he meant to refer to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bush was speaking in Dallas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The white man accused of shooting and killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket appeared briefly in court this morning.
This time he's held over for further action of the grand jury. He's remanded.
18-year-old Peyton Gendron was wearing orange clothing and a mask, but said nothing at the court proceeding. The assistant district attorney said that a grand jury had indicted Gendron on a charge of first-degree murder. As he was led out of the courtroom to return to jail, somebody yelled at him. Peyton, you're a coward, the person said, in case you couldn't hear that. Authorities are continuing to investigate the possibility of hate crime and terrorism charges. WKBW-TV in Buffalo provided the sound from the courtroom. I'm Rita Foley.
While U.S. parents still await approval of a COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5, regulators are giving the go-ahead on booster shots for elementary school-age kids. U.S. health advisors are urging a booster dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. CDC epidemiologist Dr. Sarah Oliver presented data on Thursday before a CDC advisory panel voted to approve the boosters.
A single Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine booster dose is recommended for persons ages 5 through 11 years, at least 5 months after the primary series, under the FDA's emergency use authorization.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention quickly signed off on the advice. The decision opens a third COVID-19 shot to healthy elementary school kids, just like what is already recommended for everyone 12 and older. I'm Jennifer King.
The composer who wrote the unforgettable Oscar-winning theme for the movie Chariots of Fire has died. Even if you never saw the movie, you remember the theme, the unrelenting electronic instrumental that Vangelis created for Chariots of Fire. It won him an Oscar and led to his being hired to write the music for dozens of other movies, documentaries, and TV series. As one of the world's most recognizable movie themes ever, it has also been used in just about every type of spoof imaginable. Media reports in his native land, Greece, say Vangelis died in a French hospital on Tuesday. He was 79 years old. The Greek prime minister calls him an electronic sound trailblazer whose death is sad news for the entire world. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Food and Drug Administration's chief says the shuttered baby formula factory at the heart of a national shortage could reopen as soon as next week. The Abbott plant in Michigan's been closed since February due to contamination issues. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf faced tough questions from a House panel about why it took months for the agency to investigate whistleblower warnings in the fall about safety violations.
Why did the FDA not spring into action?
Califf told Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro and others he can't say much for now.
We have an ongoing investigation about the details.
Wisconsin's Mark Pocan says that's unacceptable.
You can talk about it. Honestly, you should talk about it.
Abbott says it could take about 2 months for a new formula to hit store shelves once production resumes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Oscars are making a return to normal in at least one way. After making 2 years' worth of concessions to the pandemic, the Oscars are going back to their old ways, at least when it comes to eligibility rules. The Motion Picture Academy says any movie that wants Oscar consideration will have to be launched in movie theaters. During the pandemic, with so many theaters closed, movies were allowed to premiere both in theaters and on a streaming service. Another change involves music. The Academy says any individual film may submit no more than 3 songs for the Best Original Song Award. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Thank you for listening to Hot Off the Wire, which is produced by Lee Enterprises. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by Skillcell and provided through Pixabay.